Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
This is going to sound random, but where do you stand on street clothes on the bed?
Like street clothes on...
Yeah, like you wore your clothes all day, and then maybe you laid down in bed, or you took them off, and then you put them on the bed.
No, you gotta change out of those before you go to bed.
Yeah, so that's what I was thinking. And now, I didn't know, because I'm a little more hypersensitive to it now, and I used to be gross. Let me tell you this, Chrissy. I realize I used to be gross. And then I met my wife, who is in healthcare, and when you're in healthcare, I think you are ultra hypersensitive to germs and how you're transmitting them and bacteria and all those things, right? So cleanliness is in the forefront of everything.
Oh, for sure.
So I didn't realize how gross I was until she helped me realize how gross I was. And one of those things was I would come home and most of the time I'd have the same clothes on all day. And she's like, that's disgusting. And I'm like, I guess it is kind of disgusting. I never really even thought about it. That's an argument that's happening on the internet right now is people are talking about whether they put on their pajamas or, you know, get out of their street clothes right away before they sit on the furniture, especially the bed. And this is something I told you, I have a teenager also. And so he gets home from school or comes over later at night to my house because he lives with his mom and then goes right and like hangs out in his bed. I'm like, are those the clothes that you had on all day at school, outside playing? And then you just put them in your bed?
Well, plus two, I'm also a fourth grade teacher. So those kids are touching me all day long. And yeah, they got to change. I got to change.
And clearly the internet is divided or this wouldn't have come across my feed today. So let's talk about it. What are your street clothes touching the bed rules in your house? I just got a text, 44995, last word is 1821, says, Scotty, it's no big deal. There's no rules about street clothes in the bed in my house. Okay? Are you like that person? Or do you have really strict rules? Like street clothes do not touch the bed. You come home, don't sit on my bed with your street clothes. 312-946-4995. Because there are plenty of people that are like, who cares? It's fine. I don't care. Jake from Elmwood Park. Go ahead.
It's an absolute no, man.
Yeah.
The reason being is because I come home smelling like diesel. My wife, she's a nurse. I don't want her bringing in all them germs. And
yeah.
My daughter, she's in kindergarten, and you already know how kids are. They'll go outside and play in the dirt. They don't care, but absolutely not, man.
So your wife is in healthcare also, so that's obviously been a conversation the same way that I probably had the same conversation with my wife in healthcare.
I try to come home, and you know, the first thing I want to do is be able to hug my wife.
Right.
And she absolutely pretty much slaps me.
Not in your diesel clothes, Jake.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
She tells me I better go take a bath. So.
That's right. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling. Tori from Woodridge. Street clothes touching the bed. How do you feel?
I guess it depends on what you are doing. If you're just hanging around the house and running errands and things like that, then that's fine.
You're a little more in the middle of it, with it.
Yeah, I guess I would say I'm more in the middle because you lay in your bed when you're sick and that's germs.
Yeah, but then you wash your sheets afterwards.
Yes, that's true.
Fair. All right. Thank you for calling. Justin. All right, Justin, where do you stand on the street clothes in the bed?
That's a hard no for me. Just for two reasons. Probably it's maybe because of my previous jobs. I used to be in EMS.
Okay.
So the whole infectious diseases.
Yep.
And then I'm also a railroader around hazardous chemicals all the time. And I mean, you know, we come in contact with that kind of stuff every single day.
Totally.
You don't want that in the intimate times or just touching your skin. I mean, it's too close.
Just on your pillow or your sheets, like, right?
Man, it gives me the heebie-jeebies just thinking about it.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what? Maybe we can be the effective change for some of these people.
There we go.
It'll benefit them and their families.
The official rule right now, when you get home, it's got to be at least the 3 C's. Clean, comfy clothes.
Totally agree.
All right, now that we cleaned that up. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. Rewards.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.